Hey everyone, it's your girl Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mind Training. Today we're diving into something super important, prioritizing your mental health. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Taylor, isn't that obvious? And yeah, in theory, it is. But let's be real, life can get crazy, right? Between work, relationships, social obligations, and trying to keep up with the ever-scrolling newsfeed, our mental well-being can easily take a backseat. But here's the thing. Your mental health isn't just about feeling happy all the time. It's about having the resilience to handle life's ups and downs, to bounce back from challenges, and to show up as your best self, day after day. So, if you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, or just a little off, know that you're not alone, and taking care of your mental health is essential, not selfish. So, what does it actually mean to prioritize your mental well-being? It's about making conscious choices that support your emotional, psychological, and social health. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't just show up on race day expecting to win without proper training and preparation, right? The same goes for your mind. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you get started. 1. Mindfulness matters. Ever notice how your mind can go into overdrive sometimes? Thoughts racing, worries spiraling, feeling like you're stuck on a mental hamster wheel. That's where mindfulness comes in. It's about being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it as hitting the pause button on your inner chatter. You can practice mindfulness through meditation, deep breathing exercises, or even just taking a few moments each day to appreciate the little things like that delicious cup of coffee you just brewed or the warmth of the sun on your skin. 2. Move your body. You know that saying a healthy body leads to a healthy mind. Well, there's a lot of truth to it. Exercise doesn't have to mean grueling workouts at the gym. It could be anything that gets you moving, a brisk walk in nature, dancing around your living room, or even just stretching for a few minutes. Physical activity releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects and help reduce stress and anxiety. 3. Fuel your mind. Just like your car needs the right fuel to run smoothly, your brain needs proper nourishment to function at its best. Eat plenty of fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and lean protein foods that provide your brain with essential nutrients and energy. Limit processed foods, sugary drinks, and caffeine, as they can actually have a negative impact on your mood and cognitive function. 4. Connect with others. Humans are social creatures, and we thrive on connection. Spend time with loved ones, nurture your relationships, and don't be afraid to reach out for support when you need it. Feeling connected to others provides a sense of belonging, reduces loneliness, and helps us cope with challenges more effectively. 5. Prioritize rest. Sleep is not a luxury, it's a necessity. When you're well rested, you're better equipped to handle stress, make decisions, and focus your attention. Aim for 7-8 hours of quality sleep each night. Create a relaxing bedtime routine, avoid screen time before bed, and make sure your bedroom is dark, quiet, and cool. Okay, so let's talk real life here for a second. Imagine this. You've had a long day at work. Your boss just dumped a mountain of new tasks on you, traffic was a nightmare, and you accidentally spilled coffee all over yourself in the process. Now you're walking into your apartment feeling drained and overwhelmed. What do you do? Do you immediately jump on social media to compare your life to everyone else's perfect highlight reels? Or do you take a moment for yourself? Maybe light a candle, put on some calming music, and have a cup of herbal tea. You might even try a few minutes of deep breathing exercises to center yourself. That small act of self-care can make a world of difference. It sends a message that your well-being matters, and it sets the tone for a more peaceful evening. So, what are the key takeaways here? Prioritizing your mental health is not a one-size-fits-all solution, it's about finding what works best for you. Whether it's mindfulness, movement, nourishing your body, connecting with loved ones, or simply taking time to rest and recharge, make those choices intentionally. Remember, you deserve to feel good, both mentally and physically. Don't underestimate the power of small steps that can lead to big changes over time. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you prioritize your mental health? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's keep this conversation going. And until next time, stay mindful, stay strong, and keep rocking those daily stoic vibes.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.